The fortunes of New Orleans have always been tied to the river, but the river can also pose a threat. Officials in and around New Orleans are keeping a close eye on river levels this spring as water from snowmelt and heavy rains up north flow down through the Missouri, the Ohio, and other rivers that connect with the Mississippi. In order to reduce the river level around New Orleans, officials are directing some of the fresh water of the Mississippi through the Bonnie Carey Spillway northwest of the city into Lake Pontchartrain, a brackish water lake that is connected with the Gulf of Mexico. Lee Guillory, the natural disaster manager for the Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans, says this does disrupt the natural ecology of the lake, but only for a while.
When we do a diversion to Lake Pontchartrain, it does cause some temporary changes to the lake and to the fisheries in that particular area, but it's only a temporary measure. It also mimics the natural flows that used to occur many years ago when the levees were not here. Pushes a little bit of the saltwater fisheries further out, and a few more of the freshwater fisheries will appear evident in Lake Pontchartrain. But it's only a temporary measure. Within a few months, it will return back to normal after the structure is closed, and it doesn't cause any long-term adverse effects to the environment.
Even with the diversion of water, the river flow is much faster than normal, which Guillory says can be a problem for boat and barge operators.
It does cause quite a few problems for the navigation industry when the river's this high, because the current gets swifter, gets wider and faster, and they have to use, to maintain steerage, they have to keep their speed up going downstream. Likewise, when they're going upstream, it takes additional horsepower and more tugs to push the same amount of load that they would normally push in a lower river and a slack river.
The Corps of Engineers also maintains the levees that protect the city from being flooded by a surge from a hurricane, such as happened nearly 3 years ago when Hurricane Katrina passed through. But Lee Guillory says efforts to strengthen the levees to withstand a once-in-a-century storm are on track.
The city is in fairly good shape. We've restored most of it to the authorized heights and depth, but we're also going beyond that and have made commitments to increase it to 100-year level of protection by 2011.
Water is the lifeblood of this area, but it takes constant vigilance and effort to keep it in its place. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.